Most of the new tests will be on high-risk animals, those with signs of disease or those that die on farms. But the plan also involves testing a random sample of the normal but older animals at slaughter. At a news conference, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman says the recommendation to increase testing comes from government scientists and the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis.
I think it's important to recognize that we are looking at a very aggressive surveillance plan.
Secretary Veneman says the five-fold increase in testing could root out new incidents of mad cow disease.
We anticipate that we may find a few additional cows, and we are prepared for that. Certainly, we've discussed that for this with our trading partners in terms of a very robust system that we are implementing in terms of surveillance in this country.
Two incidents prompted the concern. In December, a sick animal in Washington tested positive for BSE. And another cow in Texas that was seen staggering at a slaughterhouse was not tested as required. Veneman says that won't happen again when a sick animal is found.
There will be no question it will be tested. That is our policy at this point as a result of that incident.
Under the new plan that starts Tuesday, all tested animals will stay out of the food chain until results are in. With rapid tests, that could be in less than 48 hours. As to beef exports, Secretary Veneman says Mexican markets are now open to U.S. beef, but so far, Japanese, Korean, and other international markets are not. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.